Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Mitzvah Pilchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Sheinabas Yeshua Falak. Okay. So yesterday we're continuing now in the same packet. Packet Tezvav. And we were discussing yesterday the Ramah about whether you have to, are you allowed to stop the wood chopping, right? Right, do we still have to try to prolong the life as much as we can, even by a gosis? So the Ramah had the case of a person as a gosis, and someone's chopping wood, right? And it's continuing to keep him alive. So do you have to chop wood forever? So it's true, the Ramah says no. You don't have to continue chopping the wood. So Ramosha says it's only because he has Yisurim. If he wouldn't have Yisurim, then it's Hanami. You know, there's a famous letter of the of the Stipler in the Kiryana di Garta. The Stipler writes that when he was young, he used to think that you always have to prolong someone's life. And then he got older, he saw this Ramah. But it's very tricky, because the Ramah is not a steerer to what he thought when he was young. Because the Ramah is just talking, like Rav Bleich always likes to point out. The Ramah is very limited. The Ramah is talking about, you know, a case of a gosis. So once he's in that category of a gosis, he's dying, you know. So then that's a whole different story. But that doesn't mean, distort that Ramah to say, oh, you don't have to give him oxygen and you don't have to give him food. And that's not exactly what you see from the Ramah. I'm not saying there can't be other opinions, but maybe I shouldn't use the word distort, but people, you know, apply the Ramah sometimes in, you know, we'll see, you know, not putting him back on a ventilator, things like that. It's not exactly what the Ramah meant. And then, if you look here back on page 10, this is the Tshuva to Rav Sholem Tendler. He quotes the Gemara, the first word on the line on the left, right side, Biki Haigavna. Chazina Me'uvda de Rebbe. Ksubas Kuvdala Ram Ralph. Shaloh Iw Ravan Vitvilosa Shitzrape, Vigambola Salaki Surv, Ella Shahu Ila Tvilosam Shaloh Yomos, Vyichi by Surim Kaboshaim calls Manchim's Palim. Amra Amse de Rebbe Shahisa Chachoma Batora, Yerotso Shiakufa El Yonim Sachtachtonim. In other words, they were davening for Rebbe to stay alive. And she saw how much pain Rebbe was in. So she said that he wrote on that the Elyonim should win out, meaning that he should be taken to heaven. But she didn't. But the tefillah that the people keep davening that he should stay alive was stronger. So what did she do? She took a flask, a pottery, and she threw it down, and she shattered it, and that caused a big noise. That's the Gemara. And then the Rabbanim were davening, got a little shocked, so they stopped davening for a minute, or a couple of seconds. And then that's when he died. Because she was davening, but the Rabbanim were davening. The Rabbanim's davening was to keep him alive. Her davening was, she saw how much he was suffering. He was davening to, she was davening that he should be taken. And the Rabbanim's davening was more powerful, the Gemara says in Ksubas Kuf Dalad. So what she did was, she made a distraction. And she threw down the pot, and it shattered, and it caused a big noise. And for those couple of seconds, the Rabbanim weren't davening, and then that's when he died. Great. First word of the line was on page 10, on the bottom right side. Uksharasa. Shaloho ila tfilosa machma shaloposka rabbanim of the boy rachme osa maisa lashtikam bitfilosa mishvi rakuza. She broke the pottery. For nachnafshin, he died. Mashma migmar shuvaze lahoras halacha shashapir osa kud isa came baran. And the Ran says, you see from this Gemara that you're allowed to. You're allowed to daven for somebody to die if you see he's in a lot of suffering. Now that's a question whether this is a raya to anything else. Pasha says, I always like to point out that, and others say this also, that the davening and what you're, in other words, you still might mechuyev to give him the proper treatment, even if, you know, and the same time daven that he shouldn't suffer. You know, there's no, what you're allowed to daven for and what you have to do in reality are not necessarily the same thing. You still might have a chi of hatzala, even if you know. But Rav Moshe is saying that no, in other words, if there's no suffering, then in a chanami. In other words, Rav Moshe, I think, is equating them, that if there's no suffering. But Moshe held, if there's no suffering, then you can't daven that he should die, and then you shouldn't also, and you can't stop his life. Right, that's what it seems here. He says, "Afshel shaych lemelav leinat tefila shein tefilasein miskabel kol lega raya mimashach zin shlo ilu tefilasein lusrapu l'hakam esur ve'inlanu uspal b'shvizel hefer sheyamus chas v'shalom." Okay. So that's the question, whether you could, because he's saying that in the case of the Ramah, you still have to keep, so we have to see how we would say in the davening case, but that's a whole question, whether you could use that Gemara to equate or not. So let's take a look now here on page 12. So he writes here on page 12 Gimel, the bottom right. Im lahakel derech avrid, right? Chola mesukan she efshal araposu lahakel yisurav. Im lahakel kain af bal korcha, right? To give intravenous. And it's a chola mesukan. He says he named betshuvasi larofu kasavti the chola mesukan she ainu yochel linshom. Sarach li teilo chamta oxygen. Afshu ba'ofen she efshal araposu shrei lahakel yisurav. Because he says he still has to give him oxygen, he was a chol masukon, because the yisurim are coming from the fact that he can't breathe. They can't eat normally. Could they, you know, give the mechuyev to give them food intravenously? Shehu mesukun, shehu lahar chayav, kamo shehein biyisurim, shehein lo shehein lo yisurim, shehein lo ochel. Pashut tzarech lachil dvarim shehein mazikin, they mekalkalin. Devadei mazikin. He says, "Achila, you always have to give. Is achila is dover tivi? Shemukrochem lechol lachzik achias. Shkol adam av balchay baalma mukrochem lezeh. Rach bechol lechom gadol hachom who gam zanosov kimfurish." Afshar Rofi Omishatarch Lachov Shatovlo, Mishum Zesha Sovishalo Tovlo, Achila, who Sakana Lachola, Shlo Yishamlo. Say, what if the Chola doesn't want to eat? Takazil Shafshar Haral Ashkiver, Shlo Yishmulo, Afbig Dvar Machem, Tamza Tiknu, Shematna Shkiver. You see that we have a concept that if a person is a very big Chola, you have to listen to their wills, whereas they'll have tears, Tir Fadas, if you don't listen to them. So he has this svara of listening to the chola. So he says you should give him food. You see, food is a dover tivi, so you have to give food. But he says, maybe in certain cases, the dafka balkarches has a chol gadol also a bertzana. Ach lo machmas shirot a mamish al mach. Yeah. But he says there could be cases that he can refuse. And therefore, he can't force him. Mishum zesu sovu shalot tov lo achila hu sakana lachol lo shalot yishmu lo. Should try to convince him that he should listen, but we're afraid that if you're going to force him and he doesn't think it's good for him, that itself could cause a problem. So he says. Then he writes. What about the difference between Chai Shah and Chai Olam in terms of a Chiyav of Refuah? But he's still going to have Yisurim. So he says, Kemoshe Guzkarti, Sha'al Kvot Tavrosa, Im Yesh L'Chalik, we're on page 12, on the left side, the paragraph, the second to the bottom paragraph. The Kemoshi is Karti, Shal Kavot Tavros HaRama, Im Yesh L'Chalik, Bein Chai Shal L'Chai Olam, L'Inyan Chiyuv, L'Rapos, K'shol Efshar L'Raposo, Misurim, El Har Chayav Yisurim, Kol Zman She'yichi She'ein L'Chayavim L'Raposo, K'sheharafua Hi She'yeh B'Yisurim, Hosez Man HaKotin She'yichi, Avol K'sheyizrapa L'Chayav, if the Rafua is going to have Yisurim, right? Then he's not, and it's only Chai Shah. He says he doesn't think you're mechuyev to merape him with Chai Shah If he only has chai shod, it's going to be yisur. Aval sheyisrape lechai olam do derech shachayim in shibus moneinu chayim liraposa. But if you're going to get, if it's a possibility to get chai olam, that even if there's yisurim, you do it. Okay, but this is also a big chiddush. He says you have to be very careful. What to do? But he has a svara to say maybe by Chai Shah. Well, that's his big thing, Rav Moshe. Yisurim. That there's a difference between Yisurim and not Yisurim. Even though we don't see that in the poskim, like the Rav Moshe is quoting. I mean, we do see the idea of tefillah, that she tried to stop the tefillah because he was in Yisurim. And so if you equate the two, that if you could daven for him to die, then you don't try to prolong his life with Yisurim, so then there's what to say. But if not, then one pashtus could say that davening is one thing. You can daven like the Ran says, based on that Gemara of Amsa the Rebbe, that you're allowed to not daven or daven that the person should die because he has Yisurim. That doesn't mean, well, pashtus, that's totally in the question whether you could stop chopping the wood or not. So the Rav Moshe says you have to continue chopping the wood. The only reason you're stopping chopping the wood is because there's Yisurim. And others say no. It's only like a din by Goses. You can stop chopping the wood.
That's because there's some Goses in the Miso, is that right?
Yeah. So, and then he writes here on page 13 on the left side, "She'ein hachola rotzu l'sakin chayishah b'shvil sovik she'yisrape." In other words, say the person has an opportunity to have a surgery, and could be the surgery could save his life. This is the discussion we had with the Mishnas Chachamim and Rav Chaim Oizer, that if a person has a situation where he could, right now the status is he only has chayei shah. The way the status quo is that he chas v'shalom will die in a couple of months, and then he can have this surgery that he'll die even sooner, or he could maybe live indefinitely with the surgery. So the Mishnah Chacham said, what do you do? You can do the surgery if it's a suffix hashokel, if the surgery would help, right? And Rav Chaim Moses says even if it's not a suffix hashokel, Rav Chaim Moses says even if it's very remote, but it could help. But it's not a suffix hashokel. You could still do it. So Rav Moshe writes, "Shein hachola rotzu l'sak." Say the chola doesn't want to jeopardize the 5 months. In other words, he has 5 months. So now he'll have the surgery and have nothing. Or he'll do the surgery and he'll live indefinitely. Right? So again, Rav Chaim Moses says, do the surgery. And the Mishnah Chachamim says, no, you can only do the surgery if it's a 50-50 chance that the surgery will be helpful. So what does Rav Moshe say? He says, you're not mechayev to do the surgery. Then he has Rishus. Aval davka b'sofik hashokol. In other words, it's a 50-50 chance. Maybe it'll be helpful. So then he can put him. He's not mechuyev to do it, but he has an appetite. But he could do it if he wants. It's to take the surgery and risk it. Risk giving up his chai shah for a possible chai olam. If it's 50-50, he could do it. he makes sharov misrabim v'chayim bizehu gam mukhuyev. But he says if it's a rov, so if it's a rov that most people will get better, then he's mukhuyev. In other words, again, Rav Moshe is saying that if it's he's terminally ill, say, and he has 5 months left. That's what the doctors say, and he can get a surgery. That 50-50 chance that he'll die right away or he'll live. So Rav Moshe says he has the right to say he has the right to do the surgery. He has the right not to do the surgery. But if it's something that there's a rov, the rov that he's going to die, so if it's a rov that he's going to get a refuah, that he's mechuyev to do the surgery. But he says if the rov is that he can be successful, then he's mechuyev to do it. But if the rov is the other way, that he won't get better, so then it depends. If for sure it's not going to take away his chayishah, v'adai ein megarin hazman shayachai below hanituach hayanami shayach l'chay, then he's chayiv to do it also. Either he'll get better or he'll stay the same. Then he should do it. U'shur aval eimahem hotzos mamu shalat rashi losof. Yeah. So again. So Rav Moshe says, if it's a safek hashokol, so then he has rishus to do it. But if it's a rov for one sad, so if it's a rov that he'll get a refuah, he should do it. If rov that he won't get a refuah, and he won't also get any negative thing, tivadei ein megarin hazman shayachai b'lo nituach hayanami shayach l'chayv, so then he should do it also. So he says it's totally on the patient. Because that's a big question. Is there, like Rabbi Will used Lashon, is there patient autonomy or not? This idea of you know, because a lot of the time people take that very too far. They say, oh, everything is what does the patient want? And that might not be the halacha, you know, in certain cases. But he's saying that if it's a situation where the rov is not successful, but then he won't. Because if the rov is going to be successful, then he's mechuyev to do the rov. If it's a safek hashokol, then there's no chiyuv, it's a rishus. If it's a rov, then it'll work, but it won't detract, then he should do it. But if rov are not successful, but for sure it's not gonna detract from his chayishah. So then Rav Moshe says that it's totally on what the family and the chola themselves say. That if they want to do it, they have the ability. But if they don't, we're not mechayiv, because since the rov of the time it's not successful. But the other side is that it'll just stay status quo. It's not going to detract. So then you can follow. You have a right to follow the rov, and you have a right not to follow the rov. If it's a rov that it's definitely going to, that it's a success rate, then you definitely should do the surgery. So that's. And he says he has the right. If the chola is a tinok, he can't make his own decisions, or the family makes the decision. Yeah. So it's a lot of different cheshbonos here. And now, if you want to see, basically he's saying that if there's a role that it'll be good, he's mechuyif to do. It's only a suffix, okay, now you want to see Rav Moshe Shita, take a look on page 14. This is written Tshuva to Rabbi Tendla. He says on page 14, Beis, on the left side where the arrow is. Bincha Yoker Nekde Rav Agon Rav Mordechai Shlita Hosif Shroi Lohagde B'diuk Manech Shav Chai Shah Manech Shav Chai Olam. So what's Chai Shnei Cholam Shnei Efshu Shirapu B'derech HaTeva. So here he writes the word that Rabbi First from Chicago said this over, that Rav Moshe holds like Rav Shlomo Kluger. That Rav Shlomo Kluger says the Chai Shah means up to a year. You know, if it's a year, then it's less than a year. The Chola that could live more than a year, he didn't lose his Keskes Chaim. And the other person said, but if he's not going to live more than a year, then just like in Hilchas Trefa and Achaya, so basically we say that he doesn't really have a full Keskes Chaim. So he says, so therefore a person's considered Chai Olam if he'll live more than a year. We'll see. Rav Kook has a tshuva about this. He doesn't work with this shita. Rav Kook. Rav Kook's shita we'll see in a future packet. Is Rav Kook holds that you can live more than a year and still it's chaye shah. Whereas if the person has the illness already, and it's basically a terminal illness, and he can live more than a year, it's basically a terminal illness. But if the illness is there already, Rav Kook says that's chaye. That's Chai Shah. If he doesn't have anything, he's good to go. He doesn't have any illness that's terminal, then that's Chai Olam. But the year thing, based on Hilchos Trefa, they assume that the Trefas in Chazal are the animal has a wound that could cause the death of the animal, therefore he's considered, some type of puncture, the lung or something like that. So, and we say that the trefa can't live a year, so he doesn't have cheskes chai. So Rav Shlomo Kluger and Rav Moshe are medame this year thing to human beings as well. And Rav Kook thought not like that. We'll see in a future packet of Kook's tshuva. But Rav Moshe says that if the person that can live more than a year, he gets the preference. Because what's the word? He didn't lose his cheskes chaim. Shulu ovad cheskes chaim shalom. Michola ha'acher shofi das harofim lo yichi oser mishana. If he can live more than a year, he has a cheskes chaim. Even though he can live more than a year, he can live I don't know, 12 months. This other guy could live longer. They both have chayolim. They both have cheskes chayim. That's a chiddush. Because you could say that if even he live more than a year, but he has, like what Rav Kook said, he's terminally ill. So maybe even he can live more than a year. Rav Kook saying that that's called chayisha. Rav Moshe says no. That anyone who can live more than a year is chay olam. And therefore you have to treat him the same as someone else, and the other person doesn't get a kedima. So therefore, it's interesting, even though the doctor is saying that this guy will live 15 months, the other guy is fine, but he has something that he has to get attend to. So Rav Moshe says that there's no kedima when it comes to if they both can live more than a year, even though one guy is indefinite. And the other guy is one guy is indefinite, and the other fellow is can live 15 months. They're the same. And then whoever comes first. Like it feels that the tzar chal rofei leila kamisha nikra tchila misha karv lebeis yosu. In other words, if he has to go to the person's house, so whoever he was called first, and he's going to go to the house, make a house call. If it's equal, so then you have the Mishnah in Horius of how you know, who comes first. Then he has another thing here. Moshe. So that's his word. That up to a year, you know, you don't have a cheskes chayim. More than a year, you have a cheskes chayim. And then once you're in the category of have a cheskes chayim, then you're no different than anyone else lahalacha. And we'll see that we're going to see that Rav Kook has a counter tshuva to this opinion. Rav Kook's tshuvas are amazing, you should know. You know, in this generation, people read Rav Kook's Machshava, it's, you know, called the Shas Halavan, because it's like these 20 volumes in white covers. So it's called the Shas Halavan. That's Rav Kook's Agadah Sfarim. But the Halacha Sfarim, his tshuvas are amazing. Amazing. So I'd like to convince you to learn his tshuvas. Rav Nissen Alpert was very into it. Okay, but now let's look on page 14. On the second arrow on the left side. So this is the shaila. His prognosis is 2 or 3 months. So what we have now, medication we can give him, it'll go from 2 months to 5 months. Right? From 2 months to 5 months. But on the other hand, they might kill him right away. And he won't even have the 2 months. So could we gamble the Chayisha for a longer Chayisha? In other words, the Gemara says you can gamble Chayisha to get Chayolam. But the question is, could you gamble Chayisha of 2 months to get Chayisha of 5 months? Well, we say no. The 2 months, if you don't give him anything, he'll live the 2 months. If you give him it, he might live 6 months. He's not going to live a year. He might live 6 months, but he might die right away. That's his shaila now. But he'll only live 2 or 3 months. He's not going to live indefinitely. It's possible, in other words, the medicine's not going to cure him to live indefinitely, you know, like people live today. But it could prolong his life, but it also could kill him. Oshirak Yomim Mu'atim Pachas, and it doesn't necessarily kill him right away, but it could diminish the Chaye Shoah that he has. Lo Yaduli Ban Yusi Eza Mokum Lavar Dover Zeh. He says, Rav Moshe says, he doesn't know where to look for this question. Because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah just said that you could gamble your Chaye Shoah to get Chay Olam. But it never speaks about whether you can gamble your Chaye Shoah to get a longer Chaye Shoah. So he says, Mitzat Svar Baal Mashach Lomer Dadakim Refuah Shabruah Shetzrape Yuchol HaPokos Lekashum Chashah Sheitzrakim Zemutar. So he thinks Mistaber that if it's that it's not going to take away his life, it only can add. Okay, so do it. Avok sheikal yizeze eizah chashash efshu sheinu rosh avi yeosher lefize ruba deruba hadituchem beivorim. Page 15. Hapnimim v'gam harbei meivorim achitzonim v'ofer shekvar nispashe shish chashash akach zosim dituchem keilu. So he says he doesn't have a complete raya on this shayla. So he says he thinks it's only a refuah that will give him some measure of refuah. Chol pachas shalekah shum chashash yistaken mizeh. But there's no chashash it's going to be a detriment. Avon she'igal yizeh that ezra chashash ezra she'edu rashay. In other words, but he says he thinks that it could be usher to do that. In other words, if this medicine could help him, but it also could hurt him, so maybe to get it for a longer chay shah at the risk of losing the chay shah that you have, he's saying it's not so partial you're allowed to do that. Because the Gemara says for favors, you could do it to get chay olam. But just because you're going to have more of Chai Shah, it's not so simple.
He
says, you get a medicine that 30% will die within 7 days. 10% will die in a couple of days. So it's not so simple, you know, to you know, if so when Moshe says that you're gonna take away his chai shah, he says, "Lo yadu li banu Yusi." Page 15 on the left, paragraph of Bincha. Now, "Lo yadu li banu Yusi boral lezemi gemara." Mesvara ein lahatir. He doesn't think he could do that. He says, "If you can get a possibility that he'll live more than a year, then you can do it, even if that's at the possibility that he'll lose the chayei." Shah that he has, but to gamble Chayei Shah for other Chayei Shah, even though the Chayei Shah is longer, that's the pashas not, because but if you leave more than Yud Beis Chodesh, he'll have Cheskas Chayim, then you can do it. So that's a refuah. That's a big refuah. But he says shehu harov sheis rape vade mistabishes lahatish upon yidias harovim who harov sheis rape. But if there's a rov that is yisrape, then you should do it. Yeah. And then he has another shaila. So that works in what Moshe says is the simple pshat in the simple pshat in the Gemara, that you can go to the Goyish doctor because the Goyish doctor can help him, but he also might kill him. So that's what the Gemara says. The Chai Shaloch Hashinon is because it's connected the possibility of getting Chai Olam. Okay, that's the. Then he has one other thing here in Moshe on page 15 on the bottom. Dal cholot shel das harofim yerach kama yomim. It was he has a terminal illness that he can live a couple of days, and then he gets another sickness. B'dor chola gadol shodas harofim lo yichi ala shiva yomim or pachas v'nechla ba'od machla mesukeres kimo b'dalakas harev chayose imuter ol ogam chayovim. Are we mechuyev to be merape the other issue that he has? The pashul barish Rambam Moshe Pep top of page 16 two lines. He says in Parshat Barsha b'chuyovim l'rapos of Masha Efshalo b'machal ha'shni afshalais l'refu l'machal ha'cher. So he says even though one machala is terminal, the other machala is not, should we even bother with the other machala? So he says that so he says, for sure you should. He says, "Lo yadu li tam l'stapik shelo yischayv li reposo lo yazik b'zevita." If it's not going to hurt him with the other machla, then why not? And then the last thing he writes here at the bottom. The difference between a cholam sukkah and a goseis. So I'm looking for Kohen Chai Gosis, and you have a Humish from the Rav Gosim Lemisa. The Reish and Nidma Lishi Shem Shamsim also Shu Gosis Yosim Shlosh Yom Hu Chai Yishlan Yosim Lidl Shaina Bekim Vitoim and Mashu. Right, he says the Gosis is a law of Madrega. But we see over here again. We discussed Rav Moshe Shita about Yisurim, that Chai Shah, you don't have to give refuah if he has Yisurim to prolong Chai Shah, only to prolong Chai Olam, and then we have the discussion about Rav Moshe Shita of Chai Shah being a year. And then we have a discussion about making a sakana to lose your chayisha that you have, to gamble to get a more chayisha. And that Rav Moshe, and then, you know, doesn't like. And then he discusses what we discussed before, the idea of to get a surgery, that it might take away Chai Shah, but might give you Chai Olam. And then Rav Moshe says, well, at least it should be, if it's 50-50, then you're allowed. You're not Mechuyev, you're allowed. But if it's more than 50-50, then you're Mechuyev if there's no downside to it. And those are some of the Cheshbonos. But this idea of Chai Shah, for another Chai Shah, so in the world of Chai Shah, Rav Moshe said, all Chai Shah is really the same, whether he's living 10 months or 2 days. It's all Chai Shah. That's interesting. I remember, you know, 5 weeks before my father was nifter, his heart stopped, and he was resuscitated by a frum nurse in the hospital, and he lived five more. But over there, it's hard to say what. I think it was only the benefit. In that case, meaning if they wouldn't have resuscitated him, he would have died on the spot. So he got Chai Shah. So there, even Rav Moshe would agree that you could do something to give Chai Shah. There was no negative. Either he would have died, or now he can get five more weeks. So at that point, we didn't know how long it's going to be, but he was stable for 5 weeks. He lived those 5 weeks, and the whole family was able to visit him, you know, regularly, until they closed the hospitals because of the corona. And, okay, so that was the story. But that was, you know, it's hard to know exactly what the status was before, but it definitely wasn't a negative side to it. Like Rav Nachman Greenblatt said, if you know, it's no negative side, then you could do it. But these are the tshuvas that, you know, these are very hard shailas of when to give kedima. And Rav Moshe Shita is the Chai Olam always takes precedence over Chai Shah for kedima, for refuah. And his shita is, like we first said from Rav Shlomo Kluger, more than a year. Somebody's more than a year, that takes precedence on someone less than a year. But once you're more than a year, even though the other guy maybe will live 20 years, as long as you're more than a year, your possibility is to live more than a year because of this procedure, that you have the same right to tipul as the guy who's 20 years. Was in the Chai Olam, it's interesting. Like Lishitaso, in the Chai Olam range, everyone's equal. And the Chai Shah range, everyone's equal. So 2 days or 10 months is the same. And 1.5 years and 30 years is the same in Rav Moshe's book. Either you're in the Chai Olam category or in the Chai Shah category. And which is also, because it's hard to, you know, in other words, the Chazal will convey these two categories, Chai Olam and Chai Shah. This is only if you work with Rav Shlomo Kluger, that it's totally in a year versus not. Bez Hashem, in the future packet, we'll see the Rav Kook Shita, that it's not a din in a year. It's a din of in somebody who has the illness versus somebody who doesn't yet have the illness or something like, okay, they can remove the illness or something like that. Okay, Rabosai, I wish you all a good day. Let me say hello to everybody. Harav Penny Rapp, how are you? Where do you live, Penny Rapp?
Riverdale. I don't know, Rabbi Mordechai Willich.
Okay, and hi, Natan Bauer, how are you?
Good, how's Rabbi doing?
Good, good. Rav Hess, how are you?
Shalom Aleichem.
Rav Ari Feldman, how are you?
Hi, Rabbi.
Rav Yitzchak Carroll. Rav Harari. Dr. Fine, how are you?
Look, Hashem, good. Thank
okay.
You.
And Rabbi Levy, how are you?
Look, Hashem. Thank Hashem. You. Thank
Rabbi Hess. Who's the Who's under Rabbi Hess? Who's the phone under?
That's my wife.
Oh, that's your wife? Okay. And Jacob Rocklin, how are you?
Look, Hashem.
You in the Catskills?
In the Catskills.
Good. Your musical Carol, how are you? From Harari, Bauer, okay. Okay, it's good to see you all. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. Bez Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Okay, nice to see you all.